Okay, so we got just onto Saudi Aleph and Abd Aleph last time, but let's go back just for a second to make sure we know exactly where we are. The Gemara is trying to understand, right? Trying to find a proof for the question of whether an Eid Echad works for Yevama, right? An Eid Echad to tell a woman that your husband passed away. And now you can, or that she can, that she can go ahead and she can do, she doesn't have to yibum, she can go marry somebody else, etc. So how's the Eid Echad work when it comes to the question of yibum, allowing the woman to remarry in that scenario, not have to marry the yavam or have to marry the yavam, and her husband passed away, she marries the yavam. So that's what the Gemara is trying to understand. We just before brought a proof from the scenario where a woman said, a woman herself, right, who gives the testimony about herself, that she's believed, and Gemara seemed to imply or seemed to say at that point that you see that we would accept an Eid Echad unless there was a second Eid against two Eidim against her, or two Eidim against one Eid, that we would typically believe it, and therefore it seems to say that Eid Echad does work when it comes to Yevama. But now the Gemara is going to say a different explanation. So if you go back to the Gemara on Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis, five lines to the bottom, and the lines V'ikida Amrei, the Gemara takes a different approach. So V'ikida Amrei as follows: V'ikida Amar, Halo Tibay Lecha, I don't need it. Da Filu Ihi Nami Mehemna. Right, that even she herself is believed. How do I know this? Now the Mishnah tells us that Isha Sha'amra Meisbal, and this is kind of shuffling a couple of proofs that we had earlier on the Amud. A woman says Sha'amra Meisbali. A person says, "My husband died." Tinasei, she's allowed to get married. Meisbali Tisiabim. Right, if she says, "My husband died," we allow her even to again do Yibum. And of course, a reminder that if she's making that claim and she now marries the brother-in-law, right? There's a separate issur of him marrying Ishazach, right? It's a separate issur there also. That only is going to be activated, what will go away only if it was really Yibam, if the first husband really passed away, besides the Ishazach. Okay, Ki Dibalacha L'Mishal Yivam La'ama. The real shal is, right, allowing her to allowing the Yivama to go to marry anybody, right? And what's going on here? It says, the Gemara, my time of Deidachar. Right, what's the reason? What was the reason for Eid Echad we talked about before? Mishum Demilsa David Legluye Lo Meshake, right? Because if the issue is because when something that's going to be eventually will be found out, so we assume she's not, is not going to lie. Hachanaim Lo Meshake. Then again, same thing. Then we assume that she won't lie, because it's Demilsa David Legluye. But Odilma time of the Eid Echad Mishum De Ihidai Kominsva, right? Or is the reason for Eid Echad because she herself, we assume, it's not really that we rely on one Eid Echad per se, but once you take the Eid Echad and you connect it with the fact that she herself will be extra careful and will make sure to find out that her husband really died, v'halo daiko mitzvah. But here, that may not be true. Why? De misnehu disanyale. Because when it comes to the case of being muteras la'alma, right, to say that the yavam passed away or something like that, right, and she wants to now be free to go, maybe she won't be so quick, maybe she won't, she'll be quick and she won't be so deep in her investigations because she really doesn't like this, her brother-in-law has no interest in marrying him. So maybe that's why she'll do so, in which case you wouldn't have that rationale that we usually use for Eid Echad wouldn't apply in the case of Yibam. So says the Gemara, Amal Huruv Sheshes, Tinisua. So to the bottom line, if you don't really have a conclusion there as to whether or not we'd accept Eid Echad when it comes to Yibam. So Amal Huruv Sheshes, Tinisua. Now we have another Tanaitic proof that which we already taught, which will give us the answer. Amrullah Meis Baleich, Achach Meis Beneich. Right, this is our Mishnah. Right, they said to her that your husband dies and then your son died. Right, which always means that she can get remarried. There's no issue of Yibam. And she got married. They say, oh, just kidding. Right? There's actually the opposite. Right? Really, that the son died first, and then the father, and then the husband died, in which case she had to do Yibam. So what happens? Right? And what happens? She has to leave the new husband because she's really connected to the original Yavam, and the children from this, from that, that new marriage or new relationship, which wasn't really a marriage, right, are mamzerim. And so the Gemara now asks, hey, chidami, what was the case? So ilei matrei utrei. Again, we had this conversation before also. Right? If you're going to tell me it's two witnesses versus two witnesses, two said that the husband died first and two said that the son died first, my chas is the samech dahani, samech dahani. How do you know? Trey or trey, you have equal, you know, it becomes a suffix, right? So how do I know which ones to trust, right? How do I know that really? What you mean, a child's a mamzer, she has to leave. I don't know. The whole thing's a suffix, right? Va'od, mamzer, suffix mamzer. Then we saw this language before also, right? What do you mean mamzer? It's a suffix mamzer. Because again, it's just trey or trey. We don't know who to go with. V'chitem alo duck. And if we say, yeah, we meant suffix mamzer. Right, we didn't. The language wasn't so specific. You see, they are careful, right, to say mamzer, not mamzer. The languages are specific, right? So shmamina, the dafki katani, they are careful with the language. Okay, so what's going on here? So alav. So what must be going on here? Chat, right? There must be. There was really one witness here. V'taima da asu beitrei achashuha. Right. What happened? We had one witness that said, husband died first, and then the child died. And then what happened? Two witnesses come later and say, no, chiluf hayu devarim. It was the opposite. And really the son died first, and then the father died. Right? And halav hachi mehema. But what is the implication there? Right? The implication there is, and this is how we had come to a conclusion before, you see that really one witness would have been accepted. If it wouldn't been for two witnesses that came to knock him out, the one witness would have been accepted. So what do you see? You see one witness really would be accepted. So Gemara says, not so fast. That's not true. And this is an approach we did not see yet as an answer to this proof. La'olam treyu trey. No. You don't have to say that this case is. We mean, the assumption here is that this example must be a case of one witness and then knocked out by two witnesses, right? And the implication then is, what do you see? One witness, as long as it's not, you know, attacked and destroyed by two witnesses, it's going to be a very, very strong proof or strong thing. And Eid Echad is powerful and it works. And the answer is not so fast. There's no proof that this case has anything to do with one witness versus two witnesses. Really, la'olam treyu trey. Right? Really, this is two witnesses against two witnesses. But if it's two witnesses versus two witnesses, I thought that's going to create a suffix. The answer is not always. There's one example of two witnesses versus two witnesses, which does not create a suffix. And actually creates a situation where only the second set are believed. What's the case? To Amr of Acha Barmanumi be'edei hazama. Right. The case is when you have edim zomin. Right. What are edim zomin? You have two witnesses that say we saw whatever the example is. And here our example will be: two witnesses said we saw that her husband died, and then the son died. Right. And we were in Cleveland, Ohio, when it happened at the train tracks, and we saw that he died. Fine. We saw both. And then two new witnesses come and say, we don't know anything about whether her husband, or, you know, we don't know anything about what happened per se, but they say, it's impossible that these two witnesses saw what happened. Why? Because Imanu Ha'isem, you were with us in some other place on that day, at that time, you were with us in LA, right? So it's impossible, there's no way that you're telling the truth, and they come ahead and they knock out those first set of witnesses. So if that's true, that's not trey or trey which create a suffix. That's trey or trey where the second witnesses are totally believed. The one thing, I'm saying it out loud, that we have to figure out is if that's true, then the second set of witnesses are not telling me what happened, though. Ede hazama, right, by definition, they don't tell me. I'm just realizing as we're saying it out loud. They work to knock out the first set, but they're not going to give me information about the case.
So do you rely on the woman doing her own investigation at that point?
So at that point, why is it that, all I'm saying is that now we come and say, right, no, really, it was chiluf hayadvarim. Edei hazama would not tell you chiluf hayadvarim.
How do you know they're saying both?
You could say, let's look at Rashi for a second. Look at Rashi, the Edei Hazama is the first Rashi, second, third Rashi, but it's the top line. The Edei Hazama, Shachronim Hezimu Eser Rishon, right? The second set of Edim knock out the first. Ve'amru Imanu Yisem, right? You were with us. Drachmana Himninu, because the Torah believes them. Kedichsi, Vidarshu Ashoftim Hede Vinei Eid Sheker, Umokminan Lei, Be Imanu Yisem, Masechas Makos, right? That's the Gemara's Makos, Edei Hazama. And also, by the way, by definition, Edi Hazama tell us you couldn't be there because you were with us somewhere else. So if they're with them somewhere else, then by definition, they can't be giving the information, which was what did happen. So that's a good kasha. I'm going to leave that open for right now. I'm not sure exactly what the answer to that question is. Maybe we'll try to take a look in between now and tomorrow. Because how are they going to give that information? Okay, but the bottom line is, good. I mean, look, you could have both. You could have Edi Hazama and a second set of two Edim. I mean, you could have three sets of Edim. Maybe the case three. If it's three sets of Edim, that would solve the problem, right? You have Edi Hazama who knock out the first set, and then a second set of two Edim, which tell us no was really the sun died first. If that's the case, then it still works. It's just a little clumsy in terms of the, you know, how the mission is telling the story. But it's possible.
Why couldn't they do both?
They weren't there. Because by definition, Edi Hazama say you were with us somewhere else.
It can't. It's not loud enough. It can't be that they say we know for whatever reason
that you weren't there.
And we also know that this
we have information that you were. It's a good question. I mean, you have to look at the sugyas in Makos. But usually, the way we talk about it, you know, in Zom is Imanu Hayisef. You were with us somewhere else. If you're right. You say, is it possible they have information that you weren't there and they themselves were there? I guess it's possible. Either you can call it trey, right, in that sense, or the Edi Hazama also have the information, you know, they have information on both things. But the bottom line is, the point that really matters for us is, if that's the case, then I have no proof, right, that this was, oh, see, Edecha we believe by Yibo. We don't have that at all anymore, right?
Bro, what was the case if you have no Edim on who died first?
Then what's the information? It's a coal.
Right, so I'm saying, so what would they say that the
you wouldn't make her, you wouldn't make a get divorced. You wouldn't make a Libra husband based on a coal. Once she's already married, that's the Gemara we saw a couple days ago, right?
Right.
Once she's already married, a coal doesn't make her get divorced.
This goes to Aruch Hamer.
Yeah.
Who says in our case, Gemara suggests indeed there are two sets of witnesses who testified regarding the sequence of the husband and the child's death, but the second were also Hazama witnesses. That is, they testified.
They're both at the same time. Okay. So I guess they have information on both. They have both sets of information, which makes sense. I guess, you know, who said Edim Zomim has to be actually we were somewhere else, but we know you weren't there, and that could be enough, maybe. Okay, fine. So, okay, good, fine. But either way, the point is that the main point is that proof now for Edech. Oh, so you would have been Edech would have been fine. If not, this next set of answers, who even said this Edech here? Love that. Okay, so let's just do a couple more lines, and then we'll. Okay, someone said to Ravashi, Tashma Eina Isha Nemenis Lomar Mesivami. A woman's not believed to say Lomar Mes Yivmi, that my Yavam passed away, she and nasay, right, that I can now get married. Velo Mesa Achosi, she akanes lebeso. No, and not to say that I was there, my sister died, so now I can go marry her husband, right? And says, what's the implication? He nihi the lo mehemna ha'edecha mehemun. So Mordechai, or it was, or Ravacha says, what do you mean? This Bryce is clearly telling me that what happens, the woman is not believed about her brother, about her yavam, she's not believed about her sister, the implication being, it's specifically her because she's no gaspedava, right? It's very much related to her, you know, she's biased here. But otherwise, an edecha would be believed. Mordechai says, not so fast. Well, litabech, according to that, ema seifa. Same thing. The man's also not believed, right? A man can't say, I can do yibam on my, to say my brother died, I can do yibam on his wife, or my wife died, so I can now marry her sister. We don't believe the man for that either. Who nihu delo meheman ha'edecha meheman? Right? It can't be. Meaning, the reason we, bishlam agave isha mishumiguna kile barabanan. Meaning, in general, the reason we have an implication that one aid would be believed, right, for a woman would be the reason to believe her is because mishumiguna, right? The woman's left with nothing she can do. A man technically can marry more than one woman, right? So the implication at first is, wait a second, you know, this doesn't make any sense. Why are you assuming that aid echad will be believed by her? That's the implication. It's certainly not the implication when it comes to the man. So what are we going to do? So the Gemara doesn't even answer this question. So that, but that we'll pick up with next time. Okay.